Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
All right, here we go. One more final tune-up before the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills. Miami week, always special. How about my co-host, Matt Bove, taking a vacation during Miami week? He's actually in Florida, but he's not covering the game this week. He actually took his awesome, beautiful daughter and wife to Disney. So I think that's what they're doing. I probably maybe shouldn't even say that, but I'm sure he'll tell us all about it when he gets back. So it's just me today, Sal Capaccio, with you here on the Always Game Day in Buffalo Odyssey podcast. Appreciate you coming aboard. It is Miami week. You know that's special to me as somebody growing up in the 1980s and what happened in the 70s with the Bills and Dolphins. It's always a treat to talk about the Bills and the Dolphins. We're in a different era here with the two teams, right? It's not Super Bowl years for these two teams battling it right now. It seems like two teams and organizations going in a different direction, even evidenced by the fact that the Dolphins fired their GM last week. They already played once, week three. Dolphins gave a great fight. Bills pulled it out in the end, and now they meet in South Florida. Speaking of South Florida, we're going to welcome in our buddy David Fronis of the South Florida Sun Sentinel to talk all about this matchup. David, good to see you today, man.
Hey, likewise, Sal. And yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're coming down to Florida, you might as well get to the game. I know a lot of Bills fans.
Oh my gosh, as always, right? I mean, it's really kind of called Buffalo South for a lot of Bills fans, because I know that, you know, there's a lot of relocation to Carolina, and the Bills played there this year. And when you get to those southeastern cities like Atlanta, but Miami has always been the case, even when we're back in the 80s growing up, like I said. And now, because the Dolphins are where they are in the standings, and the Bills are where they are. And, you know, there's a lot going on in South Florida in November afternoon. It feels like Dolphins fans are like, yeah, I don't need to go. And Bills fans, you know, might gobble up those tickets.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dolphins fans more so are concerned with flying banners over Hard Rock Stadium. I mean, they already got one of their wishes in GM Chris Greer being fired. But, I mean, that's really been the case for most home games. I actually didn't catch if there was one before this last time they played Thursday night at Baltimore. Maybe fans gave it a rest because they were coming off the win against Atlanta. But plenty of them were going out there just to put bags over their head. And the Amazon Prime broadcast was making sure to give them – plenty of airtime over that. So I think they're more so there to make a statement, if anything, than to really cheer on the Dolphins at this stage.
Yeah, I want to get to the big picture stuff on the Dolphins and everything that's going on down there. We'll do that in a minute. I want to ask you first, though, how is this team on the field different than when the two teams played back in week three, whether that's personnel or scheme or just anything that goes into how they're playing?
I think the biggest thing you point to is that actually for the first time in the McDaniel era, the Dolphins will be without Tyreek Hill when they're facing Buffalo. So he's right. Been there every single time. And obviously there's a track record with the Bills going against him when he was back with the Kansas City Chiefs. And then now in Miami twice a year, one time it was three times with the playoff game in 2022. So, you know, he even scored a touchdown going back to Buffalo that Thursday night game, week three. And so he was gone the very next week. Obviously, the gruesome knee injury that was seen on Monday Night Football against the Jets, one of the Dolphins' two wins this season. So now he's done for the year. And then with how that looked, maybe you got to look even beyond that as far as Tyreek Hill's outlook. But a lot of that is unknown. But no Tyreek. And then that also means the threat of Tyreek isn't there. So. Right. How much that opens things up for other players. Obviously, Jalen Waddle's getting a lot of the attention. He's getting a lot more targets now as the true wide receiver one in this offense, but he'll draw more attention. I wonder if the Bills will play them any differently. Obviously, always with the two high shells, especially since you have both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on the outside, if that changes up. But that same Monday night game against the Jets, the Dolphins introduced Darren Waller into the offense. He scored two touchdowns. And then a few weeks later, he goes down with a pec injury. So he's on IR. He won't be there. So I think you'll see a lot of targets go to Waddle. And I think Devon Achane, he's obviously going to be heavily involved. Last time they played Buffalo, they went to establish the run game early with the rookie power runner, Ollie Gordon, getting him involved early. So I think we'll see more of that. I think the Dolphins want to establish the run against the Bills and that run defense.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that's kind of where the Bills have been vulnerable at times. You know, teams can run on them a little bit, especially because the Bills are built a little bit more to defend the pass than they are against the run, and they invite that a little bit sometimes. That being said, there's always the explosive element of Devon Achane, right? I'm looking, I mean, his numbers still are not bad, 5.0 yards a carry. Tell us a little bit about his season and how they're trying to get him going.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, he's the primary reason the Dolphins get much of anything going. And sometimes Mike McDaniel gets away from the run game. Sometimes it's been the game script of just you're falling behind. And then, of course, you have to throw to get back in. But the Dolphins have been in a lot of close games and then still sort of get away from it. So they get him involved in so many different ways. It's not just straight handoffs or the outside zone run that Mike McDaniel's offense has always been known for, but sending him out wide as a receiver, getting him involved in the pass game, the short screens, the throws to the flat. You can get him on a wheel route if a team tries to bite on the throw to the flat. So a lot of different ways that you can create mismatches with a player of his speed at the running back position, especially if a defense sees, okay, they're in 21 personnel or 12 personnel with Achane out there, then maybe you could get him matched up against a linebacker who's not as fast. But we know Buffalo plays a lot of that nickel base defense, so they're going to have more of those athletic DBs on the field to be able to handle that, especially when they don't have to worry about both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on the outside.
Yeah, on the other side, obviously also a loss, no more Jalen Phillips, and obviously that's a change from when these two teams have played, and a really fine player for them over the last several years. They move on from him. Bradley Chubb is still there, but it looks like Chop Robinson may not be a go. So kind of walk us through the front seven, what they can and can't do with the loss of Phillips and probably Chop Robinson as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Dolphins for the past recent years have always had just so many injuries to their outside linebackers, to their edge rushers. Jalen Phillips, of course, is coming off back-to-back season-ending deals with an Achilles 1 year, knee injury the following one. Bradley Chubb missed all of 2024, recovering from the knee injury at the end of 2023. So they hadn't really played together much. And then this year, with the Dolphins stocking up pass rushers, that, you know, they have Chop Robinson from the year before, drafting him. He's in his second year. You get Chubb and Phillips back. And they brought on Matthew Judon as a late addition during training camp. And then they've all stayed healthy. You know, you over-prepare for injuries on the edge rusher core. And then all of a sudden, Chubb and Phillips have been available for every game. And then now it starts to sort of hit them all at once. Jalen Phillips is traded at the deadline, goes to Philadelphia. And now Chop Robinson coming off concussion protocol. I believe he'll be ruled out later. He still hasn't returned to practice as of Thursday. And going through concussion protocol, especially when you play a physical position, then you're probably going to need a few days of practice and then getting to the full practice before you get cleared. So I would imagine Mike McDaniel later today does announce that he's ruled out. So then what's that edge rushing core going to look like? I mean, you know, you got Chubb on one side, but if it's going to be Judon at this stage in his career now starting, and maybe he can reinvigorate something of the past that we have seen with him going back to Patriot and Raven days. They got a few other guys. Cameron Good is more of a special teamer as an outside linebacker, but has played defensive snaps in the past. Quentin Bell is someone who's on the practice squad who could get elevated. They have one elevation left for him, and also primarily a special teams guy, but someone who could play on the edge if called upon. They just signed a guy off Detroit's practice squad, Andre Carter. I would doubt he'd play in, you know, just a few days of being in the system. I would imagine he's just a healthy scratch, and probably Quentin Bell would be more likely to be elevated and play in this game. So some options there for the Dolphins. And then elsewhere on the front seven, they've struggled to stop the run, really. That's the main thing. So like the Bills, they've been vulnerable against the run. We're dead last against the run at one point, and then that was a big thing going against Atlanta and Bijan Robinson, and then suddenly they were stopping him. It was remarkable. But, you know, got right back to it. Derrick Henry had a 100-yard performance against them this past game. So that's the main thing for the Dolphins is Zach Sealer's getting a lot more attention because he's got rookie D linemen around him. Kenneth Grant has struggled to get his feet under him, maybe coming along a little bit. They're counting on him and a fifth-round pick in Jordan Phillips. Not that Jordan Phillips. The Dolphins have their own a rookie out of Maryland.
That's right.
Jordan Brooks, that linebacker, he leads the league in tackles, but that probably tells you a lot about what's going on around him, you know, where he's got to be the one to bring the ball carrier down.
So tough stop in the run, and here comes James Cook and company, right? And obviously he is a little bit hobbled, so we'll see how the Bills approach it. Then Bills might want to lean into the passing game a little bit, considering what's happening in the secondary as well. Rasul Douglas, former Buffalo Bill, looks like it's going to be challenging for him to play on Sunday. What does the secondary look like for the Dolphins heading into this game?
Yeah, that was going to be the big question. And I think Minkah Fitzpatrick has been solid back there as a safety. You know, not the old Minkah Fitzpatrick who's been an all-pro with Pittsburgh, not the one who the Dolphins drafted back in 2018 and envisioned having the success that he did with the Steelers before trading him amid that 2019 rebuild. But Rasul Douglas has actually been very solid for them. I was looking at the numbers. His passer rating against is 40 points lower or better than it was just last year with Buffalo. So he's actually been a bright spot for the Dolphins at corner at one side. Jack Jones on the other side. So like we do here in Miami, you guys know him from going against him with the Patriots. A little bit hit or miss. He can. He's a gambler out there at corner. He'll try to pick off a pass, bite on a route, and maybe we'll give up the big play in that same breath. So him on one side. So with Rasul Douglas, I would say likely to miss this game. Maybe it's Ethan Bonner stepping up, who has been in a rotation on Jack Jones's side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maybe it's the rookie out of Florida, Jason Marshall, who has been a boundary cornerback since he was in high school in Miami with the Florida Gators, and then now as a rookie with the Dolphins. But they moved him into the nickel spot and kind of liked what they saw out of him. He got hurt actually in that week three game in Buffalo. Went on IR with a hamstring injury, has come back. So he's a candidate to, in the base defense, play on the boundary. So maybe it's one of them. And they like what they're getting out of another rookie fifth-round pick, Dante Trader out of Maryland, at one safety, as Ashton Davis and Ifeatu Melifonwu have been kind of iffy in their play.
Melifonwu, a Syracuse guy, right? Syracuse guy.
Melifonwu. Yeah, Syracuse, yeah. And was with Detroit. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Know? All right, so let's talk big picture then. They move on from Chris Greer. They have this huge contract for Tua. I'm curious what the fan base is thinking about Tua at this point. Do they believe he is still the quarterback going forward? And then, of course, do you think the organization believes that and how the contract plays into all this?
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think a lot of the fan base is probably done at this point with Tua. This goes back to last year. He gets the big contract and then makes himself unavailable. Beginning with, it goes down with the concussion week two against Buffalo, that Thursday night game, on a play where you really felt like, how did he end up there? He kind of lowered his head into DeMar Hamlin's, really his bicep kind of, and then ended up on the ground with a concussion that put him on IR. And had him miss the next four games with a bye week included in that. Then later missed some time with a hip injury. He's been available this year, but it's just that he leads the league in interceptions with the 11. Threw one late in that Buffalo game where, as you mentioned, the Dolphins were putting up a good fight, had a chance to drive down and tie, and then throws the vital interception. Had a couple of three interception games recently before he flipped it in that Atlanta game with four touchdowns, playing through that eye infection, that his eye is still a little bit red when I saw him on Wednesday. But I think the fan base is kind of done with it. They want to move on. Sure, there's still a faction that wants to see – they're fans of his. So, you know, a lot of people still do want to see him succeed, but probably split in that regard. And I think for the organization now, they're in limbo with the GM. So you have an interim right now in Champ Kelly. We don't know who's going to be making the decisions when it comes to the start of the offseason. So that'll be ultimately be on the hands of that hire, whoever that may be, with some input from owner Stephen Ross. But certainly an option would be to just bite the bullet, just take it all in one fell swoop and say you could release him at the end of the season, take the big dead cap hit, and then just say, all right, it's going to be a rebuilding season. Not having that money to spend on your roster kind of is a good recipe for a rebuild and a tank job in 2026 if you want to just go all in on that route and then have a high draft pick for 2027, where they already seem like they will in 2026. But you never know. McDaniel's still there. I think Tua's still trying to he says he's not fighting for his job, just trying to win some games, play his best for his team. But they're obviously still trying to compete the best they can. So you never know if they end up winning some games, taking themselves out of like the top five or whatever the case may be. So, I think it's ultimately going to come down to that GM hire and then how he wants to play it. If he wants to give McDaniel and Tua like that one last year, see what comes of it. And then if not, then you go in and bring in all your own pieces. But sometimes it's better to just have the clean break of just GM, coach, everything brand new. So that's kind of the way I lean personally.
Well, and from an outsider looking in, what I thought, David, was if you're going to fire the GM before the trade deadline, the reason is probably you don't want the attachment and you want somebody else to make decisions without having emotional attachment, right? You could say we could trade Jalen Phillips or Bradley Chubb or whoever. And that didn't happen, which was weird because now I think the way I look at it is, we went through a lot of coaches and GMs in Buffalo for a long time before this regime showed up and Josh Allen showed up. But it feels like now it's less attractive to a new GM having to deal with this walking in, right? Whereas maybe you could have made it more attractive if you're Stephen Ross, if that makes sense.
Yeah, certainly. And maybe this GM will have that option.
Right, sure.
The national reporting is that Stephen Ross is sticking with Mike McDaniel through the remainder of the season. And then maybe we have a situation where Ross doesn't want to fire him on Black Monday, but when they make that GM hire, then maybe he does have the freedom to fire him later on in the offseason. Now, that'll be probably a few weeks later, and then you probably miss out on some of the top candidates in the hiring cycle if you do go that route with the delayed move. But yeah, I mean, a lot of things are on the table, and you're right. When it happened right before the trade deadline, that's what I'm thinking, is you don't have the attachment. Obviously, there was a change in philosophy, at least that was the word that was out there of, okay, now some of the guys that were previously off limits, like a Jalen Waddle, let's say, the Dolphins will at least listen. But it seems like a lot of what their asking price was just too high on essentially everyone, that they want a first-round pick for Jalen Waddle, and I don't think there's a team – I think it proved that there isn't a team that is willing to pay that price for Jalen Waddle. So I feel like just whoever it was, whatever player – teams were asking about, they just set a price that was just around higher than what anyone's willing to pay. And then no one was actually willing to make that move.
All right. Before I let you go, last thing, do you cover the Hurricanes at all? Do you follow them? Miami Hurricanes?
I do follow them. I did cover them for a couple of years before I was promoted to the Dolphins B, and I am a Miami alum. So I know.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, so simple question for you. Is there any path to victory for my Syracuse Orange on Saturday?
Miami was four touchdown favorites against Stanford, and then they were fighting and clawing for everything in the first half. Then they pulled away later. But yeah, right now, I mean, the Canes have lost two tight games. One of them was to SMU on the road over there.
Yep.
They had a number of terrible calls go against them. That's another story. And then that Louisville game, Carson Beck throwing the interception when they were in field goal range to tie it. I just wish
it'll be tough. Hey, listen, once Steve Angeli went down for Syracuse when they beat Clemson, the season was pretty much over. The backup quarterbacks have had a really, really tough time. They were trotting out a kid who is on the lacrosse team who had never taken a college football snap. A couple of weeks ago. So, exactly. And Ricky Collins, a transfer from LSU, who just isn't up to capabilities right now to be able to do that. But hey, listen, I got to run. You got to run. I really appreciate you joining me here today. You can follow him at David Ferones on Twitter. You can see his handle on the screen if you're watching on the YouTube side. If not, and you're listening, of course, it's always Game Day in Buffalo. David, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend. And let's hope your Canes don't put one too badly on my Orange. Okay.
I think those guys that lost last year will have some revenge on their minds.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate you. You got it. That is David Ferones. And the Bills are taking on the Miami Dolphins in South Florida on Sunday. And, of course,
If you're listening to this after Sean McDermott meets with me on the radio on WGR and then after the local media, you'll know what the injury report is, but kind of sort of expecting, because I'm recording this with David before we meet with him, Christian Benford hasn't practiced a couple days. Shaq Thompson hasn't practiced a couple days. Looks like that's not trending very well for them. We'll see where it goes specifically, and AJ Epenesa as well. So maybe there's a Landon Jackson game where he needs to step up and play some. And then how about James Cook going back to South Florida? He's a terrific running back. The Bills are the best running team in the NFL, playing a weak run defense. But with this secondary, the Miami Dolphins present, and the injuries they have, and dipping into their secondary depth, and with the fact that James Cook is a little hobbled, maybe the Bills want to throw the ball on the Dolphins. We'll see. We'll talk about it after the game on Sunday. It's always game day in Buffalo. Make sure you are subscribed wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. Of course, you can watch it on YouTube at Sal Sports and wherever you're subscribed with your podcast. And don't forget, folks, a week from next Tuesday night, November 18th, Matt and I are going to be at Batavia Downs doing this show. That's right. Batavia Downs, gaming, casino, hotel. Come on by. We're going to be doing it around 6:30 p.m. that night. 6:30. Get there. I'll be around 6 o'clock setting up and everything. But we're going to be there doing the show live. Come on by. Say hi to us. That is November 18th, a Tuesday night, a couple nights before the Bills take on the Houston Texans in Houston. All right. Thanks a lot to my producer, Mike Robbie. We'll talk to you after the game on Sunday against the Dolphins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.